See, my topic, this is faith, part one. Faith is part one. I was, before I continue, let me give all praise and glory to God and to Pastor Pickens, the shepherd of this house, and to all the ministers on the roster who are here today, certainly including my brother, Pastor Chris Spencer, from Progressive Baptist Church, the pastor of Progressive Baptist Church, who's sitting in our audience today. You know, sometimes people come into your house, you don't know really who they are, you know. And he came humbly. He could have come in and said, oh, I'm pastor. He didn't do that. It just goes what kind of heart that he has. And I love this brother. And we met. And, you know, I preached at his church last month. And I thank God for him and for his ministry. Amen. And of course, too, I'm looking over to my, you know, I'm here today without my family. My, you know, Sister Henry is in California. Her dad turned 85 yesterday. Amen. And so they're there celebrating his 85th birthday. And but yet she sent some help, because I'm looking over to my left, to your right, and I see the Lewis family and Sister Linda, and of course my first cousin, my father's side, Sister Sharon Henry, right there with me. So it's a blessing to have family support you and be in the house of the Lord. Now, you know, I got excited. I was excited. I enjoyed listening to the choir sing today. They blessed my heart. And then Minister White, you know, he said something that got me fired up. He says, God is doing a great work in you. That's what he said. And I thought to myself, yeah, God is doing a great work in you. But it kind of allowed me to kind of transition into this message about faith. Amen. Because truthfully, God can only do a great work in you based off your faith in him.
Amen. All right.
And so this message, I know that we talk about Lazarus this morning, and I know we think about the fact that God raised him from the dead. But I want to dig in a little bit more this morning. This message is about the faith that Martha and Mary had in Jesus. So if you give me a moment, we want to walk through that process, because God could not have raised Lazarus from the dead had not Martha and Mary changed their perspective on their faith. Now, you know, when I'm kind of dyslexic. I mean, I'm just going to share some personal things, you know. So when I write, sometimes I write backwards, you know. When I talk, sometimes I talk really fast and I get confused. When I read stuff, I don't really understand it right the first time. It takes me a long time to figure stuff out. So I take as long as it takes to do it, right? I mean, I repeat it over and over. Just me. I repeat it over and over again. Now, my brother, my older brother, he wasn't like that. He'd read it once, he'd get it, and he was ready to go out and play. And I was like, not me. I got to read it like 10, 11 more times. I'm saying that to you. Say, you say, well, how long should I study? I'm talking to the children now. As long as it takes. Until you get it. There ain't no time limit on it. Until you get it. So just, you know, just take, and I'm talking to adults too, until you get it, you know, until you got to get it. But I was thinking about, you know, the story of Mary and Martha, and then I thought about, well, what is faith? Well, what does the Bible say faith is? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I know you guys all know this memory verse, right, from Hebrews chapter 1. The Bible says about faith, this, in Hebrews chapter 1, it says, now, faith is the substance, oh, there you go, of things hoped for. You all know it, go ahead. Evidence. There it is, bam. Well, as simple as that sounds, that was confusing to me. I was like, what? What does that mean? I mean, so I still need to break it down a little bit further. I don't know about you, but I was like, oh, that sounds really nice, but I don't really understand it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. I had to think on that a little bit. And here's the thing. This is what I found out about God's word. Is that it's difficult with my dyslexia and all the learning problems that I have, that when it comes to reading God's word, when I ask God and pray that the Holy Spirit would guide and direct me, the Holy Spirit guides and directs me and makes things clear to me. I encourage you that if you have issues with something, you have problems, you don't understand it, ask the Holy Spirit for understanding. But then once you ask, you got to be ready to receive it. You can't be afraid to receive it. You got to put your place in put yourself in a situation where you can receive. In other words, you got to go sit down someplace and be still and be quiet and listen for the quiet answer. Amen. So anyway, this is what I kind of came up with. I'm gonna read what I, after my bumbling and stumbling with understanding about Hebrews chapter 1, Pastor. So now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. This is what the Lord gave me. Faith is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. That's the first part. The substance of things hoped for. It's a confidence assurance. Me being sure, 100%, 100, that something we want is going to happen. That's the first part. Second part I got is that, and it is certainty that what we hope for is what will be given to us, even though we can't see it. I thought, well, praise the Lord for that. That's not me. That's God. So faith is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is certainty that what we hope for is what will be given to us, even though we can't see it. Well, I want more of that. Now, how do I get it? How do I get more faith? And let me back up. So faith is believing, right? So you say, if you say, if I have faith, what you're really saying is that I believe. Yeah, we believe. We're believers. We're faithful. Well, how do I get it? Well, the Romans chapter 10, verse 7 says this, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I meet people sometimes, Deacon. I meet people sometimes, they always, you know, they talk about faith and faith, and I kind of stop and ask one question. I ask one question. Do you read the Bible? Uh-huh. Their answer kind of gives me an idea about how much faith they have. If they say no, now they got poquito. Poquito faith. Yeah, who's that, mucho? If they read the Bible, then I know they got more than a poquito. They got some mucho, maybe grande, you know, faith, yeah? Man does not live by bread alone, but he lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So, yeah, you know, physically, the body needs that steak. You know, the body needs, you know the potatoes and greens and whatever. It'll strengthen the body. But the soul needs God's word. So if you're feeling like you're not whole, if you're feeling incomplete, if you're feeling like you're missing something, read God's word. It will fill the void. It will stick to your ribs, give you some stuff, some substance, make you whole again. And to do it according to how you need it and when you need it. But you got to read it in order to understand what I'm even talking about. I want to challenge you, church, because we're growing. Pilgrim Brunch is doing some great things. Some wonderful things happening here on this site. And people are talking about it. People are wanting to come and see you. But for us to go to the next level, we have to be like now totally led by the Spirit. And the way you're led by the Spirit is by reading God's word on a daily basis. It will change you from the inside on out. So let's talk about, you know, just stories. Just dig in a little deeper, and I'll be done in a minute. I don't do long, so I'm going to try to do that. So in this story of Lazarus being raised from the dead, we see between verses 22 and 41, three different kinds of faith we find, and I want to talk about these three today. We find limited faith. We find fundamental faith. And then finally, we find unlimited faith. And we want to be living toward that place of unlimited faith. Unlimited faith is that mustard seed faith. that's an idea about what unlimited faith could be. So in this chapter 11, particularly verse 21, we see that Martha is is coming, and she's concerned about the resurrection of her brother Lazarus. You remember, Lazarus had fell ill. And Martha and her sister Mary, they sent for Jesus and asked him to come. They asked him to come and heal him. He wasn't dead yet. When he was sick, they asked Jesus to come and heal him. But, you know, Jesus delayed, if you know the story, he delayed his coming until Lazarus had finally died. He was in the tomb already for 4 days by the time Jesus got there. He was good and dead. You know, it was hot there like it is in Louisiana during the summertime. Yeah, if you've been there, right? Yeah, and you know, things deteriorate real quick in the heat. It was hot. He had been there for 4 days.
Yeah.
So when Jesus came to raise him from the dead, he found that Martha had met him to talk with them because he was coming for Martha and Mary because he loved them. He loved them both. Remember, this is the Martha that had fed him and given him food. You know, this is the Mary who had sat at his feet and anointed him with oil. This had sat at his feet and listened to his word. You know, he loved Lazarus. He loved his brothers and sisters. But Martha's faith was limited. And if you have your Bibles open on verse 21, I want to point this out because we read the story. But Martha said, she said, Lord. And then she uses a word that always prefaces something that's negative or not belief. It says, if. But by the way, you know, by the way, I'm going to let you know, when you're doubting something, even if you don't know you doubt it, if you say if, you've already doubted it.
Come on now, okay.
That if is a precursor to doubt.
All right.
So let's get if out of our mind. No, if, when. But this is what Martha says. She says, and she's talking to Jesus. She says, Lord, if you had been here,
yeah.
My brother would not have died.
Right. Yeah.
That's doubt. What do you mean if I had been here?
Yeah.
No, she goes, she continues. The death of Lazarus, her brother, it meant the end of Martha's faith in what she thought about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're not quite sure that we even saying or believing what we say we believe. Sometimes we're not even sure that we wouldn't have faith in that area. Martha probably didn't know she was insulting Jesus when she was saying this. If you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. She believed that Jesus had the power to heal her brother when he was sick, but he didn't have the power to raise him. Martha had limited faith. She believed in Jesus, but she didn't really believe the whole, she didn't understand the whole thing. Did you determine? She didn't understand the whole thing. Her limited faith, as Jesus listened to her, was going to restrict the ability for Christ to come do what he came to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because right there in their presence, whether she wanted to admit it or not, she had fear, and she was letting the circumstances around her dictate how she felt about what Jesus could do.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes circumstances and fear can change your perspective on your faith. You know, people can be talking. Look, you know, you can be the only one in the room and everybody talking down on you, and you start feeling like this.
All right.
Instead of standing up tall like this.
Yeah.
You got to realize where you are and realize that when you got Christ on your side, you ain't got nobody. That's the team that you want.
Yeah.
Martha did not believe that Jesus could restore life.
Uh-huh.
Then, as the conversation went on, we find that not only did she have limited faith, but she had fundamental faith.
Yeah.
You know, we can believe a lot of things. We can know some stuff, but we don't really believe the stuff. That's what I'm saying. You can know something, but you don't really believe that something.
Yeah.
You can talk it all good, but you don't really believe it inside. That's fundamental kind of faith. Right? I mean, I can give some examples. And some of you may fall in this category. I don't know. You can believe that Jesus walked on the earth, but you may not believe that he rose again.
Come on now. Yeah.
All right.
You can believe that Jesus walked on earth, but you may not believe that was a virgin birth, that he was born of earth. You might have some doubts in your mind. I'm just saying. And you need to work that out with the Lord or with yourself.
Yeah.
You can do that by reading God's word.
Yeah.
So Jesus said, when Martha said that, if, you had been here, I know that you could have, you know, I know that you had the power to help him if you had been here. But Jesus said to her after that, he's like, I said it to you, I don't know how he said it to her. He says, Martha, your brother will rise again. Yeah. That's what he said to her. These words were spoken to try to give Martha some hope because, you know, she was like bringing Jesus down. It was, you know, he could sense that there was no faith there. This is what Martha said to him when he said, well, Martha, your brother, he's going to rise again. Martha came back and said in verse 23, you look in verse 23, she said, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day.
Yeah, that's what she said.
What she was saying, but he ain't rising today. No, that's what she was saying. Right? I know he's going to rise later on, but not today.
Yeah.
Fundamental faith. Right? And so Jesus was like, then he came out with the statement of all statements, the one that we all know. He said, wait a minute, woman. He said, I am the resurrection and the life.
Yeah.
But Jesus was saying, hey, look, I got the power over life and death.
Yeah.
And then he asked her a question. I think you guys remember in verse 25, he says, do you believe this? Because he needs to know. Because if he going to do the work, he needs to know that the people he was hanging with was believing, had faith, and that he could do it.
Yeah.
So he asked her a question, right?
Yeah.
If you take a look at the scripture, Martha evaded the question. She didn't say yes. Yeah, I do, Lord. She didn't say none of that. She evaded the question by stating her fundamental faith in the creed, right?
Yeah.
Her limited faith limited the power of Christ. You know, and that part it says that Jesus was groaning inside.
Yeah.
He was hurt. He was like, man, she don't really believe in me. She don't believe I can do this.
Yeah.
And so verse 35 says it all. Jesus wept. He was crying. He was in agony and pain over this whole situation as he was leading up to do this great work that he was came for everybody to believe on who he was. Jesus wept when he came to raise Lazarus from the dead because he found limited and fundamental faith only. He was looking for a limited faith. Martha believed in the story and the prophecies of Jesus, but not the salvation that Jesus brought. So then, as the story continues, we finally find along the way that the Lord began to change her heart. Because Martha begins to show unlimited faith toward the end for Jesus to be able to do his work.
Yeah.
And I'm closing as we go. Unlimited faith came to Martha when she did it kind of, you know, you kind of let it go. When Jesus says, rolled away the stone, she, the first time she didn't, you know, the first time she kind of held back. But the second time she allowed him to roll away the stone. Remember the first time she said, rolled away, where is he? Rolled away the stone. She was like, well, heck, he's been there for 4 days. He stinks now. I mean, she wasn't rolling away the stone.
Yeah,
she was making it, I'm not rolling away the stone. He's been there for 4 days. He stinks now.
Yeah.
Jesus challenged her when she said that. He asked her the question again, right? In verse 35, he says, did I not say to you? That if you believe, that you will see the glory of God.
Yeah.
Somehow or another, that must have resonated with Martha. Because Martha, the light must have went on. Because she finally got it. Because when Jesus asked her to roll away the stone, she allowed them to roll away the stone.
Yeah.
That action, that work, demonstrated her unlimited faith that Jesus can do what he said he was going to do. Sometimes it's a simple action. It's an act, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Faith without works is, we all know. So so if you believe it, you got to put that work in, right? If you believe it, you just can't be sitting there believing it and you're not putting no action in. Faith is an action word. It's a do word.
All right.
When Martha said, remove the stone, her action demonstrated her faith.
Amen.
And the power of what Jesus could do.
All right.
Martha believed, and she waited to see the glory of God. And she wasn't disappointed because Jesus allowed her brother to come back alive. Some people believe. Some people think that you must believe and then see. Well, faith comes before sight, right? We walk by faith, not by 2 Corinthians 5:7. You guys got these memory verses down. Don't be satisfied with limited and fundamental faith only. When you can have unlimited faith that pleases God and reveals His glory.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you've done today. We give you all the praise and glory for your word. We realize, Lord, that when your word goes out, that never goes away void. That it always is piercing. It slices through. It hits its mark. We pray, Lord, that for someone in the house today, they might be in health, Lord, with this message of faith. We pray, Lord, you'll give us a desire, Lord, to know you, to talk and walk with you on a daily basis. You give us a desire, Lord, to spend some time with you. We'll be careful to give you the praise. We love you, and we thank you that you first loved us. It's in your Son Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Everybody say it with me together. Amen.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huff Smith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."